Welcome to the Bethel Church Podcast. Each week you'll be able to check in for our messages from Sunday and other material. We hope that our messages encourage you in your walk in daily faith with Jesus. Make sure to check out our website, bethelstratford.org. Hey everybody from home, we hope that you had an amazing Christmas time with your family. I know we each had a great time with our family and friends, and we just hope you had an amazing time and an amazing week. It is New Year's Eve if you're watching this on December 31st, and this is what we're calling Church from Home. And I know we're past the COVID year, so you might be wondering, why are we doing this again? And as we're recording this, it kind of feels like that a little bit, as it's just me and Pastor Chad in an empty room. But the reason why we want to do this is actually we found a huge benefit over the last number of years post-Christmas doing an online service for a number of reasons. One of the big ones is not many people know how many people it takes behind the scenes just to make a Sunday service gathering here in Stratford or St. Mary's how many people it takes. And so we kind of did the calculations, and depending on what we're doing, it could take upwards of 40 to 50 team members and volunteers just to make the ship run on Sunday. It's a lot. And so, first of all, we wanted to honor them, give them a break, a time to be with family. And secondly, we all know that some people travel, go on vacation, or do whatever they're doing from Christmas on until life gets on back in the new year. And so we found that this has always just been a good time to connect online. And so whether you're watching this right at 10 a.m. December 31st at a later time, we welcome you. And this evening, whenever you're watching it, I guess, is going to be a little bit different, as it's kind of casual. We're sitting here hanging out, but it's not necessarily going to be more of a sermon or preaching. But what we want to do is take the next 20 to 30 minutes and do a year in review. 2023, a lot has gone on.
A lot
of good things. God's been really faithful to our church. And so we just want to go back in time and revisit all of the awesome things that happened. And so I hope that you would follow along on the journey for that. Now, it was back, Pastor Chad, at the beginning of the year where you kind of shared to the staff and the board and then the whole church the word for the year. It's something we've been doing for quite a while, and that's been really cool for us to kind of just focus on a thing or a vision that God's given you for our church. And that word was?
That word was step this year.
Yeah.
It's one of those things I do for myself every year, and you know, probably in the fall, I just start praying and I'm asking God, like, hey, God, what's a word for my own life for the new year? What's a word for the church? And then I also ask God every year for a fruit of the Spirit that He wants me to work on in my own life. And when I was praying for the church, what I felt was this word step. But what came along with step was that God is going to ask us to step out. He might ask us to step in. Mm-hmm. He might ask us to step up, or He might ask us to step onto something.
Right.
And so as we started the year, we started a sermon series about that. And I remember one of the ones that kind of stood out to me, which is a little bit weird when you're the one sharing them, but it really kind of impacted me to remember when Elisha followed Elijah. That when he stepped up to follow him and he stepped out of what his regular life was, he actually burnt everything. So he had nothing to come back to.
Wow.
And I think when we take those steps of faith, when God asks us, and you're going to hear through this whole morning us referring to step and the things that have happened in our church and through that, and different people and life groups that have stepped up or stepped out in their journey this year.
Yeah.
And just hearing the impact that that had. And as we continue about, you know, what we've done this year, but I don't know, one of our life groups, they were listening to the series and they knew that we were missing something, that it shut down during the 3 years that everything kind of was closed. And as everything started reopening, the one thing that we weren't doing as Bethel, the one thing we weren't doing as a ministry that we used to do before was community meals.
Right. Yeah.
And so this one life group just together said, hey, I think we could actually do this. And it was through the Step series that it kind of spurred a few of them on.
Yeah.
And to this day, they do once a month, they do a community meals in our community and make cook and prepare food that evening for whether it's homeless or whether it's just people that are in tough times that just need a meal, or they live on their own and they want to come together to actually have community around a meal. And so it was just fantastic. And that was one of the series that really stood out to me this year when we started it off. And then in the summer, I don't know if you remember, but in the summer, we went to our Sunday school summer series.
Yeah, it was fun.
And that one was fun. I enjoyed that one. What I enjoyed with it was being able to look back at some stories that I grew up hearing, and you know, VeggieTales all did their own series on it.
Should we sing the song?
You can sing the song. I'm not singing the song. Actually, do you want to sing it? You want me to pause?
Okay, so I'm already going on a tangent here. I didn't grow up with VeggieTales.
It's true.
Obviously. And so when I first got to Bible college, I knew like a song or two. I'd seen like an episode, but I didn't even have the resource to watch it. And so I wanted to be in on the loop with my new friends at Bible college. And I wanted, when they sang these songs, I was like, just kind of humming along.
Yep.
So I remember when I was by myself, I would play these songs and nobody was knowing, so that I could memorize them so that next time that they sang them, I could sing along and I felt part of the club. But I couldn't remember them if I even tried.
The only one that really sticks out to me, because I hear this a lot in my house with between Melissa and Emma, is they ask the question, where's my hairbrush?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it immediately usually breaks into a little bit of a song at our house.
There you go.
And so that was a great series. Like, it was fun for me. I don't know if what your takeaway was, but like for me, it was fun to revisit some of the stories and challenge myself to like, okay, what's a new lesson?
Mm-hmm.
What's a lesson that we can teach adults that we can take away from it? And that was enjoyable to learn something new from them, and a challenge, which was kind of fun to challenge myself.
Yeah. It was a great series because we kind of branded it as, you know, Sunday school summer and kind of going back to the roots of Sunday school, if you grew up in that, or kids church, or even here with Bethel Kids on Sunday mornings and Thursday nights. And I didn't grow up attending any of that, right? And so I didn't actually have this story necessarily of things that I learned when I was younger. I only learned them when I became older as a teenager and into my young adult years and stuff. And so though I knew some of these stories, of course, it was really refreshing. And I think a lot of us would agree that it was really refreshing to go, okay, these stories weren't put in the scriptures for a certain age group. Sometimes we'll share them in that kind of way or a format. Like, we always kind of made the joke of like, you know, we're not probably sharing about the beheading of Goliath, perhaps on Sunday school or at Bethel Kids. But there's some real depth to the story, and not just the graphic parts, but that we might not talk about yet at a young age, but they're not dismissed from the story. And so I really love that we got to visit something that many of us experience when we were younger, but to know that it's like, no, there's something new for today. And that's what I really love about God's word. It's that it's never done with me. Yeah. I'm never going to grow old of learning something new from the scriptures. And I think that summer series was really awesome in that way.
I hope the people from Bethel, I hope they enjoyed it, because maybe it's too early to tell them, but like, we sent out a survey asking, hey, what are some of your favorite Bible stories? Because the plan is, and the goal is, to do the same Sunday school series this summer again, but we're going to talk and teach on stories that you've told us that are your favorites. And so we're going to revisit that this summer, and we're going to see if we can find some new stuff that you can learn from some of your own favorite stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Another sermon series we did in the fall was the early church. And that was a really fun one, because instead of going back in the day to our childhood stories per se, we went way back in the day to really the early church that we see in the book of Acts, that first 20, 30 years of the church. And that was a deep dive. I know that you were away in Israel, which was
away where the early church
was.
That's
right. That's kind of cool that you were able to be there. And we're obviously thankful you guys got home when you did too. I often actually think about that. But that was a really, really awesome series, and something that was kind of unique. And we'll just pretend like we planned it this way, but we planted a new church And the first thing we preached about is the first churches. Yeah. And that really made our little church over in St. Mary's start off on a really strong foot. Because the first things we were doing when we were gathering, we were preaching the same messages here, but over there as well, is, okay, we're gonna do this thing that God's asked us to do. What does that look like practically?
Right.
Like, are we going to be people filled with the Spirit? Are we going to be people of generosity? What does it mean to actually have an authentic community around you? That was awesome to start off that way with that kind of series. And I know that our friends in St. Mary's really benefited from that. And so even though we're, you know, at this time of the recording, about 3.5 months in since we launched, I think that we are where we are because we chose to focus on those things right from the start.
That's right. I think when you start something new like that and you're trying to figure out, like, who are we? What are we? It's good just to even start, like, what did they used to do? What was the original plan?
Yeah.
And then you build off of that solid foundation, and you guys are doing a great job over there. And so just a quick good morning to all of the St. Mary's people that are joining us today and watching from home as well. And so you are a part of a bigger family. And so Happy New Year.
Yeah. Yeah. We love you guys. I know I'm a little biased now and I do miss being here on Sunday mornings. And so this is a beautiful thing that we can kind of all do this together virtually. But it's been such an honor. It's been so fun just being able to minister over there and connect with new people and just see, you know, this church grow, Bethel as a whole, but also God's kingdom grow. And so we have lots to talk about moving forward with that. Why don't you talk to me, Pastor Chad, about some of the different events and ministries that we can maybe recap a little bit from 2023, because there was a lot going on. We started some new things. We restarted some things post-COVID era, and there's a lot to talk about. So what about, like, the different community involvements? Like, I know you talked about community meals and the life group that kind of got that up and started. And before this, I actually saw a picture of some of the families that did it for December, and I was just blown away. I just thought that was so cool.
It's such a great outreach, and that was just one life group and that stepped up in that area. And then there was another group of ladies that heard about a need at our high school. And so not only did they step out, but I would almost say they didn't step necessarily into something. They stepped on to some territory that I would say, like, the Lord has kind of been pushed out of.
Right.
And so they're there and the school knows that they're from Bethel. And because of our Givetober, we're able to help cover the cost of the high school breakfast and this lunch program.
Yeah.
And so the school knows that we are not only helping physically, but financially, and that's due to the blessing that Bethel is. And so these ladies go in every Monday and they serve meals to high school students, and they get to know them and they're talking to them and have a great relationship with them. And we're slowly influencing a territory that was fairly hard for some churches to kind of get back into.
Yeah.
And as you know, we had 3 years where we weren't able to do much. And this is kind of what it felt like all the time. And, and we had to, like, measure, are we far enough away? And, and now, like, we can come back together. And as we've done that, we started launching different things in our church again. And we started doing different outreaches and stuff like that. And one of the things that we've really connected with in our community is the parades. And so, like, not only were we in the Canada Day parade here in Stratford and in the Christmas parade, but we are also organizers for that. And that's came with some little bit of tension around Canada Day, but it actually showed our influence and our love to our community more than anything. And the exciting part was, like, we've been in the Canada Day parade for years. Now we're organizers, but you had your first Canada Day parade in St. Mary's. So what was that like for you?
It was a lot of fun. It makes me think of, like, when I first got here, we were the popcorn church.
Yes.
We still make a lot of popcorn, of course. We're not going to let that go. Now we're kind of like the parade church. Like, we're just part of the Christmas parade and the Santa Claus, the same thing, the Canada Day parade, sorry. And that was really fun. We had a great group of people that came and helped out with that. And we kind of, it was real DIY. We had this real small, sketchy flatbed, a lot different than what we normally get. We put a live band on it. So the worship team was on it. And what we did was we kind of practiced, I don't know, a night before, some, like, fun Canadian hits song. So like Life is a Highway or Shania Twain, like just some fun live music. And all we did was, I can't remember if we handed out glow sticks or not, then we might have. But we had our Bethel flags up and did the whole thing. And people were singing along and grooving along. And it was a really good time. That was one of the first things that we got to do where we were doing it as a church, because technically right. we hadn't fully launched, but we had started doing soft launch services. So we kind of had those people that were there with us from the beginning involved in our very first community event. And I'll remember that for a very long time, because it was something real special. And you've said a word kind of a few times that I think really encapsulates 2023 well and into the following years too, is that God's giving Bethel a lot of influence.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean like influence on the internet or those kinds of things, but influence in our community, trust, there's honor there. And the fact that the city would want to partner with us to be organizers in the Canada Day parade, you at home might not think that that's a big thing, but that's a big deal. For a church to really have any leadership involvement in community right. stuff now is very difficult. And I don't even think it's because our leadership or whatever doesn't want that. It's just not an easy thing. And we understand that. And so we're super grateful. Like, what an opportunity that we have to do that. And so for all of you that were a part of our parades as well, thank you for doing that. We know that we maybe harp on you. We need more people to come set this up. But you don't know how much of an impact that makes with our involvement in the community, the way that we show up, not in just doing our floats, but, you know, Pastor Charlie always has people help with the barricades yeah. and stuff. And I know this year for the Santa Claus parade, you guys had like a whole tent with glow sticks and stuff at the very end of it. And so it goes a long way. Such an opportunity.
It goes a very long way. And like speaking with our mayor and stuff like that, he is so excited about mm-hmm. what we do and how we're willing to serve.
Yeah.
And he understands our heart as a church that we're willing to serve from the background.
Right.
Like I remember sitting down and talking to some other organizations in our community, and they were trying to figure out how we became organizers. And I had to confess to them that I didn't realize we were listed as organizers
right.
until they
we
sent
weren't even
me an
asking.
Email.
Yeah.
Like we just volunteer, we just help where we can. And then this is where we are now. And it's just, I think, God's continuous mm-hmm. blessing and his hand of favor over our church.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There is another thing I think that's worth quickly mentioning, and that is financials. The amount of money that we were able to raise in 2023 and give away in all sorts of different capacities. Every year we're blown away since you kind of helped vision up Givetober. It's something really unique that our church does, and the amount of finance that we can raise in 30 or less days and then give it all away is something really special, that when we pray before we do offering of like, God, use this money to advance your kingdom. This is something I say every week, and I don't want it to feel mundane or repetitive or like religious or traditional.
Right. Yep.
I think of things like Givetober, of how God's kingdom has been advanced in this community and beyond. And so do you want to talk a little bit about Givetober or some different things that we were able to give away in 2023?
It's so fun when we think about what God is doing, because I'm always blown away by his favor. I'm blown away by your generosity as a church. And it's amazing because we push Givetober in the month of October and we try to promote it and stuff like that. But the fun part is there's lots of people who've caught on to it
yeah.
and we'll receive money throughout the year because right. we can continue to give. And we, again, like I said, we have supported our high school in such a great way in 2023, and we've really partnered with other community organizations. I think that's what makes it mm-hmm. fun for me, is even like this week, we've got a phone call, literally as we're recording this, of a situation from somebody, and they're not connected to our church. They're not connected to any church. Mm-hmm. They're actually connected to a community organization that helps people, and because of the need that they have, this one worker has made a connection with our church, and they just know, like in certain areas, they can call us. Yeah. And if it's a lot of times it does come into play with seniors where, you know, because of their income, they, you know, they can't purchase their medication mm-hmm. this month because of something that's happened and different things. And we're able to help them. And so I'm loving the fact that not only does our mayor and our city council know that, hey, Bethel's here to help, but there's other organizations in town yeah. that know, hey, we can pay this amount, but this person's cost is higher and we can't fill this window. What do we do? And they're yeah. like, let's call Bethel. And they realize that we have a set, basically, funds that are there for this reason.
Yeah.
And because of that, we're quick to be able to respond. Mm-hmm. And so they know that if there's a tight deadline and they've been trying to do everything they can, and all of a sudden they're like, we're stuck, they'll reach out to us. And because of this Givetober fund, it's a quick turnaround.
Yeah,
and that's where so we're able cool. to help people. Because so many people, especially this time of year, and so many people in the last year or so, is, you know, our economics are changing and challenges for lots of families. There's a lot of needs. And so we've given away more gift cards than we have in a long time yeah. for groceries and stuff like that. Yeah.
And I could use one.
Well, that's it, right? Like, everything is so expensive. And because of that, I am blown away by the generosity of mm-hmm. Bethel, because I honestly was anticipating a very tight year financially for the church. And, you know, how are we going to get through this? And we're planting a site, so right. we have extra finances there. And to see the finances come in, mm-hmm. I'm not going to give a total today. I'm going to make them wait until the like business meeting weekend yeah. so that we can celebrate it there. But I am telling you that when you know that it's the Vision Sunday and we're going to do the business report, and some of you might be like, oh, I don't know if I want to go, it's the business Sunday.
They want to come.
You don't want to yeah. miss this one.
That's awesome. Yeah, it makes me think of how, I don't know, I've never felt like this, and maybe there's times you have, but I think it would be pretty rare that we've had to tell people, no, we can't help you. Mm-hmm. And that's just evidence that we just have such a faithful church that's yeah. so generous, and that God trusts us with these kinds of things. And so we're going to keep at it, of course, in 2024. Well, there's something new that we started in 2023 as well, called Celebration
yes.
Sunday. It's a party on
it's
Sundays.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about Celebration Sunday.
Well, if I'm honest, we stole the idea.
Perfect.
We didn't come up with it. We didn't invent it. Melissa and I were doing a seminar at another church in London, and we were just talking about ministries, and we're talking about different things. And I honestly think we were there on a Saturday, and I think they mentioned that either the next day or the following week was this Celebration Sunday. And I was like, what is this? Like, what are you
cake?
Doing? And so there is cake normally. And so that was like really piqued my interest. Yeah. And what it is on the fifth Sunday, so whatever month has a fifth Sunday, they did baptisms, dedications, and Melissa and I were just sitting there and we're like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to figure out, you know, when's a good time to do baptisms, when it's a good time to do dedications. Mm-hmm. And when you do this, it's also that Sunday where, you know, some of your children's ministry is not running. So again, all of your volunteers can get a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
And everybody comes in here and we celebrate together, and it is a celebration. Like, we've had families come and watch people get dedicated or have family members get baptized, and they always stop me at the door and they're like, you guys do this well. Hmm. They're like, it's actually exciting, it's fun, and it's like they search for the word, and then they are like, it's a celebration.
Yeah.
And you're like, it is, and that's what it's meant to
totally.
Be.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's awesome. I remember the first one that we did. I was like, this is like a little piece of heaven right now.
Yeah.
Of what's happening. It's not meant to. There is an introspective moment of obviously symbolically what's happening through water baptism, but the excitement of somebody not only finding the Lord and salvation, but then really publicly choosing to say, I want to follow Jesus the rest of my life, whether from young age or old age. And we've had every generation baptized this year,
yes.
Which is really cool. Though we didn't do the baptism Celebration Sunday last time in St. Mary's, we had somebody in St. Mary's. I want to name drop them, but I don't want to embarrass them. She might get upset with me. Got saved like between the month that we had started, and her and her sister got baptized both here. And that was like, wow, okay, God. This wasn't a mistake. This wasn't just our idea. This wasn't, you know, us just trying to take a risk. Like, you are doing a deep work in people. And so I'm excited for 2024 when our first Celebration Sunday is going to be in St. Mary's too at the same time to see, you know, what God's going to do there. So pretty neat. Yeah,
it is. It's exciting. It's always exciting to see people take their first steps and take another step in their walk with the Lord. Another thing we were able to start up again, and we were able to do our encounter services and our prayer summits. And it was so nice to be able to, like, our prayer summits, for a lot of people, when they think of a prayer summit, I think they think of a prayer meeting, and they kind of are like, well, I don't know if I really want to go. But the more people, as they come out, they're starting to tell people, like, this is so good. It's so powerful. And we do. We take time. We worship together. And then we pray, and we always have stuff up on the slides that we pray for. And sometimes we take a little bit of time sometimes to pray by ourselves, but a lot of times we pray in a group. So if you're kind of like, I don't know what to pray, I don't know if I can pray that long, you only got to pray for like 20 seconds maybe at a time, and then somebody else is going to carry it and pray for a bit. But I really enjoy, at the end of it, we always take time for listening prayers, which if you're not sure what that is, you want to come out to the Hearing God seminars that are starting up, and then you'll learn more about that. But you do some listening prayers so we can encourage one another.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to see people, first off, be encouraged. Second off, some of them taking that first little step of like, okay, I know I can hear from God, but will God really give me a word to share with you? And to see them do that, and that person, they think like, oh, this, I don't know if this is going to make any sense. And then the other person's like, oh, no, you're speaking right to my heart.
Yeah, there's something really special about that, eh? And there's a step of faith that it takes in not only praying and believing and hoping for great things to come and happen, but also just, like during our encounter services too, like prophetic ministry, not only receiving prophetic word, but then to say, okay, Lord, is there something you want to speak to me through another person? And I can understand why some people, and maybe you feel this way, I've felt this way before too in my walk of, it's intimidating. I'm going to speak on behalf of God? What? But the really cool thing is, and I've loved how you've taught this, is that the simple truth is God wants to speak through you. Like, he actually wants to speak through. He wants you to be his vessel.
Yeah.
He wants his voice to be your voice. Like, he wants to speak through you. And once you understand that it's like God actually wants to use me to do that, it kind of takes the weight off. I don't have to get everything perfect and right all the time. I'm going to just try and be obedient and encouraging. And it's been pretty cool to see people step into that gift of sharing a prophetic word or a word of encouragement or just having this different encounter with God that's like, whoa, he's really using me. Right. And so I think our prayer summits, our encounter services have been really awesome to have those started back up. We've had lots of awesome guest speakers, of course, and I'm sure we're going to have many more coming in 2024. Some other things we did in 2023, though, was we took steps to grow in a multitude of different ways. And one of those first ones, biasly, is we planted a church.
Right.
We planted a brand new church, a site of Bethel, over in St. Mary's. And you've probably heard me share this story before, so I'll make it brief. But I remember in my job interview 8 years ago now for the youth pastor position, I was wearing a suit. I had no beard. I looked so handsome.
You did.
I was a good liar. And now I'm a slob. But my point is, I thought leaving that meeting, I was like, oh, I don't know if maybe like I'm going to be the right fit for there. Like, I didn't really talk too much about youth. I remember we talked a lot about church planning.
Yeah.
And that's something that I felt God had called me to do for my whole ministry life, is that this will happen in one way at some point. I don't know what it would look like, and I don't know where it will be or who it will be with. And I'm glad this is the way that it's turned out. I couldn't ask for anything better. But this hasn't been like a thought a year ago of like, hey, we should plant a church next door in St. Mary's. This has been 8 years of praying, dreaming, thinking, just spitballing ideas until a couple of years ago when around COVID time we felt, you know, I think God wants to expand and is expanding our influence, not only in Stratford, but surrounding communities. And so the idea of planting a site too, not that there's any plan for the next one on paper, but it's like, this is not a one-time goal sort of thing. It's like, wherever God wants us to go next, we're going to try and be obedient so that maybe 8 years or less or more from now, there could be a Bethel Mitchell or a Bethel somewhere else, right? It's not Mitchell. It might be Mitchell. I just don't want people to look back on this video and go, it's Mitchell. You said Mitchell in 2023. But it's been really awesome. I want to take a second and publicly brag on our team over there.
Yes, please.
We have such an incredible team that really makes Sunday mornings run. And I'm always there on Sunday helping out and doing everything that I can. But very quickly, we got to a point that they didn't need me.
Right.
And not that I need to be needed, but it's really cool to go, man, you guys are so gifted. You're so qualified. You're so ready to do this. The work of the ministry is the saints have been equipped. It hasn't just been one person or one pastor. And I'm so thankful for our team. I want to shout out the Burkholder family. They all, 36 of them, are one of our favorite families that we've gotten to connect with over the past year.
It's not 36.
It's not 36. Yeah. I think, what is it? 9? I think there's 9 of them.
I think so.
9? Okay.
So Michelle and Chris, if we got it wrong, we apologize.
Yeah, we could put a little bloop over the screen if needed. But they're so awesome. Chris helps oversee a lot of our tech stuff and really took it upon himself to really learn the techie things. And it's difficult. Like, my life is fixing tech problems pretty much, and I'm used to it now. But it's not an easy thing. And he's gone above and beyond to learn a lot of that stuff himself. Michelle runs all of our kids ministry, both nursery and JK to grade 4. And like, I can't explain how above and beyond she goes. Sometimes I'm like, she's too good. Like, she's too good at this. It makes me look bad. It's like, I got to preach better. I got to do something more over in the gym for worship time. And they're just such good people. My wife leading worship, I'm just so proud of her and all the ways that she stepped up into this new ministry role to do that. And she's been leading the worship team there under Pastor Melissa so well. And they get to connect all the time on planning and ideas. The Dungo family, Jen and Chris Dungo, and their awesome kids oversee our hospitality. So the moment you first get in the door to getting connected, we do a coffee break, by the way. If you want free cookies or treats or free coffee, come over to St. Mary's every once in a while, right in the middle of service. Actually, kind of feels awkward for most people if they're not used to it, but it's a chance for us to connect because we don't have a lobby. There's no pre or post service time, so we've had to figure out a way to put it right in the middle. And the Dungos really help oversee that all. And then Julian and Katie Palmer, some of our best friends from the church, and they have just blown me away with what they've done to make this happen. I've shared this many times, but they literally quit their jobs and moved to St. Mary's in obedience. And God really gave me a slice of humble pie because it was a year ago I was at a conference. We went to a pastor's conference, and there's this church planning portion of the conference, and they brought in a church planner that moved from Australia to like BC. And they went there with like no money, no idea, whatever. And he's like, yeah, but you know, I can't put an Australian accent on. But God was so faithful. And like 12 of our best friends moved the country. And I was like, that's never going to happen to me. Like never. Like that's unrealistic. Like that's really cool for you, but not going to happen for me. And I was a little frustrated leaving that conference, to be honest, because I was like, give me something practical that's actually going to happen. And a week later, Katie and Julian said, we're going to quit our jobs and move to St. Mary's, not only because we feel like God wants us to do that, and he's going to supply, you know, the next job and career move and stuff that they were kind of looking for anyways, but because we really believe in this church and this idea. And what was extra special, as they said, and we're not doing it just because of you.
Right.
We'll do it whether it's you or not. And I went, wow, like that, what does it mean to be a servant, to be obedient? Like, what a great example. And so, December 31st now, we've been basically at it for 4 months, and it has been amazing. We average around, it's difficult to know the numbers, but between 70 to 75, 80 people each Sunday. And we've had at least 1 to 2 new people every single week walk through our doors and get connected. And so God's doing a great thing next door in St. Mary's.
I think it's important to like just even mention for everybody that, and I know the Palmers, they're humble and stuff like that, so I don't want to embarrass them. But I think just to follow up on your what you said, because their step of faith was, we're going to move and God's going to look after things. And God really has provided for them in their jobs. And like some of even like dream roles.
Yeah.
That it's not just like, oh yeah, we can make ends
meet. They're better than before.
They're better than before. And just God's faithfulness when we do this. And you have an incredible team. And so to all the team, thank you for your work, your effort, your sacrifice. We truly could not do the church plant in St. Mary's without you. So thank you so much. And I just want to brag on you for a moment on the fact that you stepped into something where you had a little bit of experience before, but now it's like you are the person in charge. You are the person looking after it. You are the person leading it. And to watch you lead and to see you, like, people don't see the behind the scenes stuff, and to see you ask so many questions of different leaders and stuff just to learn and grow. I've seen that over the last year and the year and a half, 2 years, as you're getting closer to this, and just this desire and eagerness. But it was from an eagerness of humility. And so that's why I truly believe there's such favor on it. And so I just think you're doing a fantastic job.
Thanks. Thanks, Pastor. That means a lot. That means a lot. Something else we took a step in together is what we call Steps Across the Bridge. Steps Across the Bridge. And we kind of branded this year as our discipleship pathway. So taking a step, literally taking a step in your faith to learn something new about your walk with God. And that could be something practical. That could be something about how we have healthy spiritual habits and those kinds of things. So talk to me a little bit about Steps Across the Bridge 2023, and then maybe give us a little bit of a hint about 2024.
So this started literally, this started like 7-8 years ago. And as it started to build some traction, then everything stopped. And so as we went to restart it, for a lot of people, it was brand new. And so we were able to kind of launch it in a new way and start it over again. And for us, our heart's desire is, as we are a bridge to life with Jesus, that bridge, we wanted to put some steps in it. And so basically what happens a lot of times is people give their heart to the Lord. And I remember one pastor, he explained it this way, is they give their hearts to the Lord and they try to figure out, like, how do I do this? And everybody collects these piles of papers and it's like, well, here's all the stuff you need to grow in your relationship with God. And then what they do is they kind of throw it in the air and the person just has to kind of figure it out. And his idea was, what if we took these things and laid them out for people? And that came to us, and as we were again praying and just were this bridge, so what if we created Steps Across the Bridge? And so we try to help everybody that comes to Bethel. It's not just for new believers. I think that's the important part, is everybody who's new to Bethel, even if you've been to church for your whole life, we really want you to take each step, because then you know, again, you're in step with Bethel, that you understand it. And, you know, taking Alpha, even though you've been saved for 80 years, it's a good refresher on how to share our beliefs with other people. And then, you know, they get into 40 days in the Word. And so we want to give people the Alpha. We want to give them the basics. We want to give them an introduction. And then the 40 days of the Word is like, okay, let's get into the Scripture. But the way you read your Bible and the way I read my Bible are different. And so the 40 days in the Word really helps them just to learn different ways of reading. And hopefully out of the, I think there's 6 different ways that they present that, that I hope that one of those 6 grabs. And they realize, or maybe it's just teaching people that it's okay to read it differently than other people. And when I mean read, I don't mean theologically it's different, but like the way we read it to understand. And then we step into the bait of Satan. And the bait of Satan is so important for people's lives, because I don't know about you, but I can get offended. And I think when we begin to realize that we get offended, we're able to deal with those things, and we're able to work through those things, and we're able to forgive people. I actually skipped a step when we introduced the Holy Spirit. Because for us here at the church, we love watching the gifts be in operation. We love seeing people use their gifts and grow in their gifts. But for that to happen also, we believe they need to be taught in a way that you're open to it, you're open to receive it, but also in a way that they're not abused. Right. And I remember Doug Schneider, he was here and he was teaching, and we kind of stole his thing of the Holy Spirit ministry should always be simple, sane, and supernatural.
Yeah, that's right.
And those are the three things that we try to do, is keep the Holy Spirit ministry, keep it simple, let's not make it complicated. Let's keep it sane, let's not...
No chaos.
No chaos, right? Like, Paul's very clear that it should have order, yeah. And then, but it has to be supernatural.
Right.
We need to see things happen.
Yeah.
And then the bait of Satan, because it helps with offense, deals with offense like that, and then we step into hearing God, and hearing God is so that we can hear his voice, know that he speaks to us, and you need to take hearing God, and it ends with a set free retreat, mm-hmm. where we're able to deal with past hurts and past offenses in our lives, even a little bit deeper, but generational things, stuff that you and I deal with, but it's, we didn't even know, but it was because of a grandfather, or yeah. things that are passed down to us that are taught. And so that really helps work that through. Mm. And then our third step is emotionally healthy spirituality, where yeah. we deal with working through our emotions so that we can be healthy and strong.
Yeah.
And then this year, we're going to work and get ready for the fall, where we're able to advertise
some
what year three yeah. is going to look like. And the idea is just so people can grow in their walk mm-hmm. every step. What's next? And I believe that people's hearts are to grow.
Yep.
And so we just want to give them a step. And my prayer always is that, you know, Holy Spirit, want to be in step. I don't want to be ahead of you,
right.
but I also don't want to be behind. I think yeah. that can be just as bad. Mm-hmm. So I want to be in step.
Yeah, I'm really thankful for all the different steps that we offer, and excited for us to kind of nail down the ones for this year to come in 2024. And so stay tuned for our fall season of Steps Across the Bridge, when that year three will be launched, which is going to be really exciting. And we've probably got a couple minutes left. So just to finish up here, we're literally, I don't know, 8 hours away, depending on when people are watching this, from the year 2024. It's been an awesome year. It's been a great year of ministry. God's been really faithful. But the best is yet to come. We truly True. Believe that. There's some really great things ahead. And so I think... You want to share what the word is for 2024?
You know, when we decided to do it in like this style, speaking together, which I think I've always heard people say, like, oh, I wish I could just be a fly on the wall sometimes. And so that's kind of what we're letting them in on. And when we said, like, let's try to keep this to 25 to 30 minutes.
Oh,
like,
I don't even want to know the time.
Who were we trying to fool with? There's two of us. And so I will try
25 minutes each.
Almost, right? And so I will try to keep this quick. Or maybe we should just wait and not do it. No, I should probably tell
you. Yeah, I'd say it.
So I believe we've been praying, and as I shared this with the staff and leadership, we just do believe that this is the word for our church. And actually, if this is where the prayer summits come in, because if people are at the last prayer summit in November, they already know.
They got a sneak peek.
They already yeah. know. And so if you come out to prayer summits, you get a little heads up on stuff because we pray into it. And so we believe the word for 2024 is the word new. Hmm. The word new. And in Isaiah 43, verse 19, it says this: "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." And so it is really this heart's desire of, like, what is God going to do new in your life?
Yeah.
So a lot of people last year, they took a step. And now what does he want to do new? Mm-hmm. And so for so many people, maybe you feel like you're in a wilderness. Maybe you feel like you're just kind of wasting time. But he's going to make a way. He's going to provide streams that's going to nourish you. And so I am really believing in the new year for new seasons for people, new yeah. fruit for people. I love even in the scripture where it says, like David says, create in me a new heart.
Mm-hmm.
I believe things that people thought were dead or hurt are just going to revive themselves
yeah.
and they're going to come to life. And so the old is gone, the new is here. And I just truly believe that people are going to experience a breakthrough in yeah. 24 as God brings newness to their lives.
Oh, that's so good. And even the very first thing we're doing in January 2024 is something new for right. our church in the format in which we are presenting it and practicing it. And that is our 21 days of prayer and fasting. And so this is something that's already online for you to register for. And it's not to register like you got to show up to something every day. It's just for accountability's sake and to keep track. But we want you to partner with us in praying and fasting. And you can get all the information on our website, mybethel.ca. Just go to the event page and look for the 21 days of prayer and fasting. You'll see all the different options there of how you could sign up and what you want to pray and fast for. But we're really excited about this. And we believe that if God wants to do something new, he probably wants to do something new in us before he does something new through us.
Right.
And how do you best prepare your mind, body, and soul for to be open for God to do something new? You got to focus on him. How do you focus on him best? Listen to him. And in a sense, you starve your body to feed your spirit. Yeah. Is kind of what the idea of fasting is. And so I'm excited for January. And what are the days of that again? The 8th?
We're starting on January the 7th, the
7th?
Sunday.
Okay.
And we're going to finish on January the 28th with a prayer summit the Sunday night. And then, of course, food and fellowship afterwards
to break the fast
together.
So if you weren't convinced to sign up, you can't come to the after party.
It's true.
Right? Unless you are part of prayer and fasting. Is that the rule we're making?
I don't know. Maybe we should. I don't know here.
we'll check the attendance on the way. Just kidding. But that's going to be something new and exciting to do. Well, this has been fun to be able to connect like this. We hope that you've been encouraged looking back at 2023 of all the things that God's done through this church, which means you, by the way. It doesn't mean this building that we're sitting in or the things that happen here on Sunday, but what God is doing through you, the church. And even though there's many new things that happened last year and great things and steps that were taken, the best is yet to come. The best days are ahead for this church and God's kingdom. And so we just want to encourage you to stay in the loop, stay connected, and we'll see them back next Sunday in person.
See you next year.
Yeah, next year. Next year in person here in Stratford. We're filming this in Stratford at
10 a.m.
I've been here a while.
That's so true. Right? Remember. 10 a.m. And then in St. Mary's at the high school at what time?
10:30 a.m.
So happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bless you guys.
Bless you.
Thanks for checking out this week's message, Bethel Church Podcast. We hope that it's blessed you and encouraged you, and that you come back and check out next week's message as well.